Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Michael McCool?
About what?
I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'd say definitely 100%.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
And in the November 2020 general elections, for whom did you vote? For President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Last time, you mean?
November 2020 general elections.
Yeah, I voted for Biden.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
57.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I would say 9.
9? And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'd say somewhat satisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'd say somewhat approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs? Strongly approve, somewhat, or disapprove?
I'd say somewhat approved.
And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10 again. The first issue is protecting our personal data online from big corporations. From 0 to 10, how important?
I'd say it's a 10.
Reducing crime and violence from 0 to 10?
10.
Working to end the war in Gaza?
I'd say 10.
Creating more affordable housing?
10.
Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and hold bad cops?
I'd say 8.
8. Making college more affordable?
I'd say 7, 8. I'd say 7.
7. Say 7. Banning TikTok, the application TikTok.
Banning it?
Yes. Banning TikTok. From 0 to 10, how important is that issue?
I'd say 5.
5. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
And the last one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Let's say 8.
Thank you. And do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you, yes or no?
I'd say yes.
And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. And again, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The first one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
I'd say 75.
75. TikTok, the application, from 0 to 100?
I'd say 15.
Donald Trump?
0.
Republicans in Congress, Republicans in general?
0.
Elon Musk?
0.
Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 100?
I'd say 40.
40. Mike Johnson from 0 to 100.
Ken.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Hakeem Jeffries.
355.
And Meta / Facebook from 0 to 100. How would you rate Meta / Facebook?
0.
0. And we're almost done with the survey. We're 75% now. Thank you so much for your time. I know it's still a way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, for whom will you vote?
Out of that group, I would vote for Biden. But yeah.
If the election were held today.
Yeah, out of that group, I would vote for Biden.
And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? In your own words.
He's the least bad out of all the bad candidates.
Okay.
But I'm going to vote for the libertarian guy, Chase.
Okay. And changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much will you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
I would say a great deal.
And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
That's a tough question.
But much more of a benefit, somewhat more of a benefit, somewhat more of a threat, or much more of a threat? What do you think?
I'd say somewhat of a benefit.
Somewhat more of a benefit. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
I would say probably more regulation.
Okay. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? North Korea, China, big U.S. tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, the U.S. government, foreign tech companies, or Russia?
Probably, that's a tough one. Probably Russia.
You have a big one? Okay.
I would say Russia.
The last few questions, which endures a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Facebook, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not at all?
0, because I don't have it.
Okay. Instagram?
Instagram, every day.
YouTube?
Probably a couple times a week.
Okay. X, formerly Twitter?
0.
And TikTok?
0.
And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. The first one, X or Twitter keeps its user data secure. Strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
TikTok plays a negative role in society.
I'd say strongly agree.
Meta plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
TikTok keeps its user data secure.
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
And the last one, Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president singing it to law? Yes, a lot, a little, or not at all?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president sinking it into law? Yes, a lot, a little, or not at all?
Oh, yes, yeah, a lot. I've seen it.
Yep. And next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden sinking into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law? strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who votes to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote for, somewhat less, or much more likely to vote against?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Interesting.